From the studios at Colorado Public Radio in Denver, I'm Amy Scott, in for Kai Rizdahl. It's Monday, December 31st, New Year's Eve. Great to have you with us. As 2018 draws to a close, parts of the federal government remain closed for business. Some 800,000 federal workers have been furloughed or are working without pay at the Departments of Homeland Security, Commerce, and Transportation. Members of the U.S. Coast Guard were due to receive their final paychecks today until the government reopens. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams joins me now from our Washington Bureau with an update and a look at the year ahead with the new Congress. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, Amy.
Where do things stand with the shutdown at this point? I mean, is there any hope for a resolution in the next couple of days?
I mean, we're pretty much where we have been, you know, since the shutdown started. That President Trump wants one thing, the Democrats want something else, and there's not necessarily any meaningful movement towards a deal. It seems that there's been pretty clear indications that this can is being definitively kicked to the next Congress, which, you know, starts luckily just in a couple of days. And there's already talk that the Democrats are planning to introduce a new spending bill once they take control of the House on Thursday. But that's unlikely to include the kind of wall funding that President Trump wants. Therefore, it's unlikely that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will bring it for a vote, which means we will again be where we are now, unless something else happens.
So you mentioned this new Congress is taking over with Democrats in control of the House. What are some of the spending priorities you expect to see in the coming year?
Well, I think whenever they do pass a new spending bill to end this partial government shutdown, it will hopefully include some back pay for the furloughed government workers and the workers who have been working without pay. But let's keep in mind, a lot of the talk has been centered around just passing another continuing resolution. That is to just mainly keep the funding where it has been in the past so that they can have more time to negotiate a real spending bill. If that happens, you know, we're still going to see more contentious fights with the newly divided Congress over how these agencies are really going to be funded moving forward. Obviously, the Republicans and the Democrats have some different priorities in those areas.
What other economic themes might we see come up in this new Congress?
Democrats in the House say that they want to start with ethics and campaign finance reform. But again, it's unlikely that that's going to go anywhere in the Republican-controlled Senate. And I think we're going to see a lot of this because honestly, with the House and Senate so divided on so many issues, it's unlikely we're going to see a lot of big legislation get through this year. The tax cuts made it through with one-party government, and that was a big piece of legislation. There does seem to be some bipartisan support to do something on prescription drug prices, but again, unclear if there's enough political will for folks to cross the aisle on even issues where people agree.
You mentioned the tax law that passed with only GOP support. The legislation that did make it through, the tax cuts, the spending bills, contributed to record deficits in the national debt. Any sense that that's going to be taken on this year?
I think we're going to hear a lot about it this year, but it's something people love to complain about, especially when they are not in power. So it's, you know, despite the fact that a lot of this debt was accumulated in the last year under Republican control, I think we're probably going to hear a lot about the ballooning debt and deficit from Republicans this year, just like we heard a lot about it from Democrats last year. And so we'll probably hear it. Whether or not anything gets done about it, that's less likely. The current debt limit expires in March. It can probably be fudged a bit until the summer or the fall, but that's probably going to be a flashpoint for some of these debates. And then in September, there's a deadline where Congress has to decide whether to relax budget caps as they have done in the past. Again, probably going to be another fight then.
And of course, all this is going to be happening in the run-up to another presidential election. How does that change the equation?
It's like we're always in campaign mode, right? I mean,
yeah.
So
I know. Didn't we just finish one?
Yeah. But look, we're going to have a lot of people, especially senators, on the campaign trail. That means that all of these votes, all of these talking points, people are going to be weighing how voting for or against particular legislation, what they say about something, how it's going to play into a potential presidential run. And President Trump is going to be doing the same thing because he's up for re-election in 2020. And so a lot of members of Congress will be thinking very carefully about how their votes play in 2020. And I think that is going to determine a lot of the economic narrative we hear out of Congress in 2019.
Okay. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams in Washington. Thank you.
No problem.
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, Amy.